Chapter 1. Rewrite Your Story. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. Wayne W. Dyer. The first time I came in contact with this idea was nearly 25 years ago while reading Jane Roberts' book, Seth Speaks. Seth says, you are the writer, director, and main actor of your story. So if you don't like how the story is playing out, change it. At that time, I thought it's kind of a comforting idea. Gave it a try, and have lived by it ever since. In good times, in bad times. It doesn't matter what happened in your past. Your future is a clean sheet. You can reinvent yourself. Every day brings with it the opportunity to start a new life. You get to choose your identity at each and every moment. So who are you going to be? It's up to you to decide who you are going to be from this day on. What are you going to do? If you do some of the things suggested in this book, create new habits, and do just some of the many exercises that you will find here, things will start to shift. It's not going to be easy, and you will need discipline, patience, and persistence, but the results will come. In 2008, when FC Barcelona's coach Josep Pep Guardiola took charge of the team that was in a desolate state, he told the 730,000 people in attendance in the stadium and the millions of viewers on Catalonian television in his inauguration speech, "We can't promise you titles. What we can promise you is effort and that we will persist, persist, persist until the end. Fasten your seatbelts. We are going to have fun." This speech started the most successful period in the 115 years history of the club, and few people think it can ever be repeated. The team went on to win 3 national championships, 2 national cups, 3 Spanish Super Cups, 2 European Super Cups, 2 Champions Leagues, and 2 World Club Championships in their 4 years of domination of world football. If you don't follow soccer, this is like a mediocre NFL team winning 4 Super Bowls in a row. They rewrote their story. Now it's your turn. Make some effort and persist, persist, persist. Don't give up. Fasten your seatbelts and have some fun. Chapter 2. Self-discipline and commitment. It was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. Zig Ziglar. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Napoleon Hill. This is one of the first chapters because it will be the foundation of your future success. Your way to success and happiness is deeply connected to your willpower and commitment. These character traits will decide whether you do what you said you would do and go through with it. These will keep you going towards your goals even when everything seems to go against you. Self-discipline is doing the things you need to do, even if you are not in the mood for it. If you train to be self-disciplined and have the will to succeed, you can do great things in your life. But even if you don't have the slightest bit of self-discipline within you right now, don't worry. You can start training your self-discipline and willpower from this moment on. Self-discipline is like a muscle. The more you train it, the better you get. If your self-discipline is weak right now, start training it by setting yourself small, reachable goals. Write down the success you have and keep in mind that you don't have limits, only the ones you set for yourself. Visualize the benefits you will have at the end of the road. For example, if you want to go running at 6 a.m. in the morning and you just don't seem to make it out of bed, imagine how good you will feel when you are at the fitness level that you want to be at and how great you will look. Then jump out of bed, put on your running clothes, and go. Remember, this book will only work if you have the will and the discipline to make it work. What is your word worth? Take your commitments seriously. Because not keeping your commitments has a terrible consequence. You lose energy. You lose clarity. You get confused along the way to your goals. And even worse, you lose self-confidence, and your self-esteem takes a hit.